Hi there, I'm Nargis, and today I'm going to talk about the internet, okay? I just want to answer the questions that you've asked before. Okay, question number one. I use it constantly throughout the day. Every day I check my messages and my Instagram when I get up in the morning. I use it for study all day. Then I watch videos, read ebook, or listen to music through it at night. And I use it especially for my education and self-improvement. Question number two. Well, being connected all the time isn't a good thing, but I think it's really great for shopping information, knowledge, learning, making money, donations, and especially entertainment. But nowadays, people often, or I should say always, use it for work from home, collaboration, and access to global workforce. Question number three. About 8% of my study involved researching, downloading files, or writing on the internet. And especially, I participated in my online class, English classes. I would use it for about 5 hours a day, and I use it for interact with the native speakers. I use social networks like Instagram, YouTube, to find groups of learners interested in live conversation practice in English. These opportunities can make the internet a wonderful tool for English learners as well as a great motivator. So I use the internet for download English movies, English songs, podcasts, and etc. Question number four. Personally, I hate it. I know it has many advantages, like more options, or you don't need to spend your time on crowded stores and malls. Some may say it's easy. You know, you don't have to go to a shop to find what you want and what you need. Actually, I'm afraid of payment issues and hidden sellers, and I can't trust them. Question number five. The positive impacts of the internet include the following. It provides effective communication using apps such as Instagram, WhatsApp, or improves business interactions, banking, and shopping online. Mail life less complicated. And as I mentioned before, being connected all the time is not a good thing. Now all people have to check their phones. Question number six. I don't have an idea about international internet, but I know is the contract capacity of international connections between countries for transmitting internet traffic. Thank you for listening to this audio. Bye.